Freehold Theater's Voices from the Edge, bringing you stories from the voices you never hear, where we celebrate the common threads that run through our unique realities.
I'm in the back of the bus. No Rosa Parks. I would have drove, but somebody stole my car.
The following is a presentation of To Destinations Unknown, Taking a Left Turn at Reality. Written and performed by inmates from Washington's Monroe Correctional Complex in April of 2013.
People get ready.
People get ready.
People get ready.
People get ready.
Because the bus is coming. Don't need no direction. You just get on board.
Said people get ready, there's a bus that's coming, don't need no direction, you just get on board. Said people get ready, there's a bus that's coming, don't need no direction, you just get on board.
Hey JT, you got a stick of gum?
Nah, man, I don't chew gum.
Hey, what bus are we waiting on?
It's a 725.
Is that it right there?
It is.
Is that it?
There it is. Good morning.
Hey.
Welcome. Thank you.
Took you so
hey,
long,
man.
Thank you.
Always running late.
Bus card?
Late. Yeah,
thank
man.
Thank you.
I'm sitting there.
725 to downtown Tacoma, Austin, Texas, and other places.
Why did you laugh like that?
Boom.
Talking about other.
It's hot in here.
It sure is.
Hey, you missed my stop.
It's loud in here.
Fifth and Main.
It stinks
hey.
In here.
Hey, Tony,
you missed my stop.
It's hot in here.
25th and Park.
It stinks in here.
You missed my stop.
It's hot in here.
Hey, you watch Tacoma. Dancing with the Stars?
It stinks in here.
You watch Dancing
like that.
You missed my
it's
stop.
It's hot in here.
Hey, driver.
It stinks in here.
You missed
hey,
my
driver.
Stop.
Hey, driver.
It's hot in here.
Portland.
It stinks in here.
You missed my stop.
It's loud in here.
It's Los Angeles.
It stinks in here. It's hot in here.
Vegas.
It stinks in here.
You missed my head.
Be quiet.
Hey, driver, you missed my stop. I said I'm going downtown.
You missed my stop.
All the way to Tacoma.
You missed my stop.
Kilgore, Texas.
You missed my stop.
Vamos a la casa.
You missed my stop.
San Diego, California.
You missed my stop.
Tucson, Arizona.
You missed my stop.
Take me to Vegas.
You missed my stop.
Hey, don't worry. I'll get you there.
I'm in the back of the bus. No Rosa Parks, I would've drove, but somebody stole my car. If this a bus, then why we on the boulevard picking up passengers, driver yelling,
oh Lord!
This ain't a bus, it's a death trap. No safety features like airbags or belt straps. Or maybe I just got a phobia from Keanu Reeves up in speed, trying to keep the bus from blowing up.
Boom!
We causing ruckus, raising pandemonium, except for Dick Buckus. This is social network rolling on wheels, so if you don't like
it's hot.
He missed my stop.
He can be botched.
I think we're lost.
It's loud as a riot, but he wants it quiet. And the noise to die down for a moment of silence. This place don't look familiar at all. Hey, where are we and where are we going?
What did the destination sign say when he got on?
It was Tucson.
What?
Vamos
yeah.
a la casa.
It said something different for me, too. I could have swore it read, the pleasant journey through the porthole of peace and love. Without pain and hate. But hey, maybe that's just what I wanted it to say.
Like I said, I can get you there. Where do you guys want to go? I mean, where do your hearts long to be?
The past?
Oh, yeah, the past, man.
That sounds good.
Yeah, the past. You know, for some people, the past, it's like this nightmare that you want to forget, but you can't forget. But yet for others, it's like this big, beautiful rose in full bloom. With large petals on the outside, they get closer together and darker as you look towards the inner heart of it. It's a gentle smile followed by open arms with acceptance and forgiveness.
Man, speak for yourself. When I look back at my past, my eyes feel like fireballs, hot from all that I've been through.
Oh, yeah.
Sore and tired, yeah. Heavy, not wanting to open for fear of losing sight of my goal and the life I want to live.
My past, speeding through Vegas. Crouched down on my skateboard, back to the Northwest. But where's Daddy? Pretended to be accepted, just to find out acceptance is really a choice. sweating in the hot kitchen, chasing my dreams to be next top chef. Just get knocked off course to a higher calling with a father who won't let me down.
See, it's kind of hard for me to explain. My past makes my eyes feel like growing long, stringy gray hair. The road I've traveled is long and windy like unbroken top ramen noodles. My eyes have seen nothing because they've seen it all and there's absolutely nothing to see.
I know you guys didn't ask me.
Nope.
I'm just a bus driver, so what do I know? Yeah, but I'll tell you, man, the past is a kind of mixed bag. My mom, 10 years clean. I'm so proud of her. But it made our lives difficult. For hers, I can only imagine what she went through. All the evil in her life, all the pain, all the strife. Back then, I couldn't see what my mother did for me. But now I've grown up. I look back, and I can see.
My past is a carnival.
A carnival?
Yeah.
Well, carnivals have cotton candy and chili dogs, so maybe it's not so bad.
Got a Ferris wheel?
Yeah, I do. My heart turning around and around in the same pattern. And never having any luck going in any new direction.
My heart's the main attraction, this carnival. And people, they pay top dollar in advance like they did for those 2012 Doomsday Bunkers.
My heart is the magician. No. My heart is a lion, because I'm the king of the jungle, baby.
Yeah, mine's like a lion, too. In a cage, losing time to feel at home with others. Ready to take flight to life or death or whatever comes my way. What about you guys?
A clown.
Yeah, I hear you, because sometimes you just need to laugh.
And the show must go on.
Don't need no direction, you just get on board.
Hey, Ray, who do you want to go see?
Hopefully to find the man I was at one time. I would like to overcome my fear, to be free of the tough guy I was told to be, to let loose, to not be afraid.
Wow.
Hey, man, who are you talking to?
Oh, nobody. What about you?
You know, there's a place... I've never seen it. It's a place I've only heard of. It's not on any map. There are no roads to take you there. So I don't even know if this bus can really get us there. But I do know that it's a place of perfect peace. It's a place where I hope my son will be waiting to explain to me why he put the gun to his head and pulled the trigger instead of talking to me.
Man, that makes me think of my daughter. She's in my heart till I can see her next. She's beautiful with the palest blue eyes I've ever seen. First time I ever saw her, she spoke, said Dada, reached her arms out to me, and then I had to leave the community. You see, appearance and reality are two mutually dependent, conflicting concepts.
Like I said, I can get you there.
Oh man. Whoa.
Hey, wait a sec. Is that my old girlfriend? My first love, Grace? Man, I had a poem I wrote for her. How did it go?
Who cares?
Good morning, sweetheart. Well, here I am.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Good morning, sweetheart. Well, here I am.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Well, here I am, and I'm gonna stay. Good morning, sweetheart. Good morning.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Good morning, my love. Look, the sun has come out to see you. You brighten up my world. That's why I'm glad to be with you. Me and you, see, we got this bonding connection. It's filled with love, trust, respect, and passion. Where a single look from you could turn up the heat in your smile that makes my heart beat. Beat, yes. Fast. Cause, girl, wherever I'm with you, I have a blast. And I never want to, and never want to let you go. You're the love of my life, that's why I'm letting you know, baby. You're a beautiful angel. And your eyes shine like the stars, my love. You're the other half of my soul. When I'm with you, I feel whole. I know this is home, cause it's where my heart stays. I want to be with you forever to the end of our days. No combination of words can express the amount of love I have for you. That's why every night is a beautiful night, all the way up into the night. When I say, good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
You know I hate you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Baby, where are you going? Baby, please don't go. Will you make it work? I love you.
You know I hate you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
This guy's looking in the drive. I'm taking over right now.
I can't believe she left me. And those lyrics were so awesome.
Come on, man. What kind of bus driver are you? You call yourself a man?
Take it easy on him. Words can be weapons.
I know she's my past, but man, I just want her to be my future.
I know what you mean. When I look at my past, my eyes feel like they're looking at the pain of the people I've hurt. I want to look away, but I know there's some reason for the events that have led me to now, to be the man that I want to be.
The measure of a man
is the length of his platinum chain. with a diamond-studded medallion this big. It's the expensive clothes that we wear. It's the fancy cars that we drive. It's the big houses that we live in. And it's the size of our bank accounts.
Are you serious?
No, of course not. I'm being facetious. But a majority of us go out of our way to acquire materialistic things, believing that this is what makes a man. But in actuality, it's all a facade. The journey to finding the measure of a man is a short yet hard journey. It is the distance traveled from here to here. When our minds learn to work with our hearts, that, my friends, that is what determines
the measure of a man.
Is the ability to stay strong through difficult times, to stay positive through negativity, to stay true, to be a helping hand to those in need. It's to be self-sufficient, accountable, honorable, and a positive role model.
The measure of a man
is what he does for his family, no matter the consequences. Mm-hmm. Like a man who served 16 years in prison just so his son can learn a lesson. Mm-hmm. A man who gives his life up just so his son could have a chance at one. A man who stands in front of a judge and says, "This is my fault," even though he did nothing wrong.
The measure of a man
is equivalent to the sum of his deeds by which the world may remember him by. Those who have lived well and died honorably will be talked about for years to come. For one thing that never dies is memory.
The measure of a man
is not how big his wallet is, but how big his vision is for his family. It's how much time he deposits into his wife and children.
The measure of a man.
See, it's something that can't be explained. It's like rewriting math problems and trying to explain them as you go. To adequately measure the worth of the man, you have to test his temper. How would he react if he was behind on his house payments and he saw a standard citizen drop a wad of cash? How would he respond if he caught somebody running away from the broken glass left from his car window with the stereo in their hands, knowing he could just bang, shoot the thieves in the back? Real men, strong men, they do nothing because it takes self-control, compassion, thoughts, wisdom, understanding, fellow love to not do anything when your emotions tell you otherwise.
I'm an expression of some incomprehensible idea.
I'm not yet who I want to be.
A force seeking itself, not content with not knowing.
I'm not yet who I used to be.
A desire to unfold, a student of misery and a graduate of pain, at home in the darkness, but pushed to find light.
What is going on here? This is not a bus. I feel like it's a zoo with all the animals waiting to see us.
This isn't a bus. It's a few metal and plastic chairs lined up in a row. This doesn't look anything like the seats on a bus are supposed to look like. This is a make-believe bus. What are we, in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood or something? This steering wheel. It's not a steering wheel. It's a cardboard replica made in a prison art shop.
Hey, Chris, who are you talking to?
Nobody.
See this?
That's your hand.
This is not a hand. This is a passport, and if you look at it, you'll see I'm well-traveled, but I've went nowhere. I've done things, and I've been places. I've shared emotions. I've sweated. I've walked the yard. I've sat in the chow halls. I've ate meals. I've went to medical, all from within the same 200 square feet of this prison compound. Like a leaf on a tree, I'm recycled year after year, learning more and more about myself, looking for the next lesson. This is not a hand. This is the passport that got me here, but it's also the key that opens up opportunities for my future. See, its rugged exterior suggests that I need to repair it. Yeah, it can use a new page or two, but its look, it's authentic.
We don't need no direction. We just get on board.
Let's just roll with it, man. Hey, driver, what's the next stop?
Wait, maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we're not ready. You're right. This is not a bus. This is a war of our worlds. Each stop may or may not be our destination, but it is someone's stop. Are people alive at the stop? Are people dying at the stop?
This is not a bus. It's your math homework.
The ride of a death time.
It's the love of a woman, a syringe, a cleansing for your ears.
Oh, man, I like that. That is good.
It's a kneeling space cast.
A shark tank.
It's not a bus. It's your mom's kisses making your boo-boos better.
It's failed suckerism.
Ooh. It's not a bus, because buses go somewhere.
It's a death trap.
It's words on paper.
It's your way out of prison.
Yeah.
It's a beginning.
A chariot of fire into the Colosseum of the gods driven by Zeus himself.
It's a rumor mill.
It's the whole Alice fell down.
It's a hornet's nest stuck in your shoes.
It's a social network on wheels.
It's a pathetic metaphor.
Boo. It's not a bus.
It's a life-changing injury.
Bye-bye football.
A walk in a Carolina pine forest.
It's a can of peaches.
Our new home on wheels.
A hayride.
Yeah.
Through inner city poverty.
With a brand new pair of life sneakers. Tennis shoes. Treading through the waters of life. It's a garbage disposal.
It's a pillow.
It's a poster.
A poser.
A line that leads through the corridor.
Through a parallel, universe.
As the reaper of life. This isn't a bus. It's a spaceship. A bumpy ride to an unknown destination.
Deconstruction in reverse.
A conveyor belt to the universe of life.
All of this is like some crazy dream.
Maybe that's where we should be going instead.
If I ruled the world,
I'd ride the bus.
If money were no object,
I wouldn't charge a fare. This bus would be cool and take you for a ride. It would travel through space and not cost you a dime. Yeah, my bus would be sick. Automatic, no stick. It would travel through time to points in your life when you were happy or sad or you just met your wife. And all the world would be viewed going by. Folks would live for eternity and hence never die. For in my travels I've seen both far and wide. We live life to the fullest. Take a trip, step outside. Yeah, life without pain. A seat with a stain. Just pass right on by. There's plenty of seats. Colorful faces. Few bums and a geek. But in all the world you'd sure never find a more wild ride or one just like mine.
Cause we're all along for the ride.
No matter how far. Could stop up the street. Could stop on a star. Yeah, my buddies and me, we're regulars now. When we hear the applause, we'll just take a bow. What I really meant to say is, everyone in your seats. JT and Oos will kick out the beats. This bus has a rhythm, and maybe in time, a badass system to rock for all time.
Hey, driver, to our dreams!
My dreams aren't dreams, but visions of the past, present, and future. How I bring its clarity into focus is a mystery unsolved. As unpredictable as a schizophrenic, because the actions that unfold, I know will come to pass, but when they occur, can never be determined. Yet the wheels on the bus keep going round and round.
And so does your head.
It's hot in here.
Hey, you missed my stop.
It stinks in here.
Fifth and Main.
It's hot in here.
You missed my stop.
It's loud in here. So many people crammed in here, it's like sardines in a can. Take this guy next to me, for instance, bumping his iPod so loud, he doesn't even know how loud he's reciting the lyrics.
I wanna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket.
You see what I'm saying? This guy's right. It's hot, and the heat makes it stink. I have to agree with Dick Buckus. It is kinda loud, but oh well, it's part of life. I'm not here to complain, cause like our life, we have ups and downs. Just gotta ride it out. Look at the bus driver. He looks old and tired. Maybe it's because he's been on this route for so long. See, I never felt comfortable on the bus. I never enjoyed the ride on the bus. So I always look out the window of the bus because I never hated the view on the bus. Hello, world.
I hear someone rapping. I hear someone beatboxing. I hear Dick Buckus complaining about the noise. I hear some guy whining about his losing his girlfriend. I hear cell phones ringing. I hear a siren as a fire truck rushes by. I hear people snacking on chips. Right here now, I'm sitting in this chair, and though it's raining outside, I have some lonely feelings for being away from my children.
My reality fails, but my dreams will succeed. I will dream and live the life I want to live. I'm taking us on a left turn from this reality. I can be anybody I want to be, but I don't want to be anybody but me. Me is enough.
My dreams, they're persuasive pieces of art if I talk about them too long. And I'm not the only one who has this power.
I've got it.
Me too.
Me too.
Other dreamers, they're accustomed to this profession. The money's good, see? The normal person dreaming would be a nightly event like sleeping and waking. But to me, it's a lifelong passion.
Whoa!
Hey. Whoa.
What's going on?
Where'd you learn how to drive?
Who said I ever learned to drive?
Are you serious?
If I were a bus, the engine would be perfect. No breakdowns in some remote locations. The passengers, they would safely make it to their final destination.
If I were a bus, my passengers would be picked up on time and driven to their destinations. I would be cozy and comfortable and temperature would be just right. I built my bus with its own mind, battling its own thoughts, noosed by other forces, forces that control the unseen.
If my life were a bus, my passengers would be all the unseen experiences I've been through. Some of them would be big and thuggish. Some of them would be small and innocent. Others would be loud and obnoxious. The tires, they'd be made of all the people that taught me things the hard way. And I'd burn rubber on their faces and hands, leaving DNA all over the roads as I hit 125 in the hot sun. The destination sign on the front would read, "Get on while you can, because this thing is going places. Like the wind, it doesn't stop. It's constantly changing directions. The first stop, though, be at my grandma's house. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need some fuel for the journey. Mm-hmm. Her okra and her cornbread. That's going to give me the strength that I need for the road. Oh, yeah.
I want to take you on a journey, but there is so much death and hate. People fighting against one another.
Words are weapons. Then my voice is the ammo I need to penetrate those minds with shields of iron. To reach those who choose to block out knowledge. To break down the barriers they put up so they may win their losing battle. I fight for them.
Yeah.
If words are weapons, then my voice is something that I want to learn to control and use responsibly. I want to be careful not to use this weapon without carefully considering the consequences. I'd like to use it very effectively if I have to. If I'm in possession of this weapon, I'll make it as efficient as I can so that I can use it to achieve what's important.
Perhaps all men and their egos are the very harbingers of our end. A colorful tragedy, vomited by a dark and deadly artist whose mind paints what his heart feels, but his voice cannot.
Whoa,
what's going on?
Where are we? What's going on up there?
Passengers, the bus won't start.
Try again.
I should have stayed the driver.
What? The bus won't start, guys.
I guess we should get off.
Yeah.
Let's go, man.
I have
no idea.
What
I
am
doing
here.
I have
no idea
what
I
am
doing
here. I'm surrounded by an unseen power. I can hear it, I can feel it, but I can't see it. It tells me what to do on a daily basis. This power makes itself known. I cannot hide from it. Wherever I go, there it is. This power is in me. I am this power.
I remember one time I went on a road trip and fell asleep on a bus, waking up to the driver saying, "Hit the road, Jack," and left me in the middle of nowhere. Only thing I could see was a house that had a tree in front of it with a tire swing. And there was someone in this tire swing, so I decided to ask this person for information as to where I am. The closer I got to this person, the more I realized it's an attractive young woman, and I start to panic because she makes me nervous a bit. But I have to play it cool and maintain my composure. She herself looks a little lost, but maybe, just maybe we can find friendship in all this. As I approach her, I'm trying to figure out what to say so I don't come off as a weirdo. And the first thing that comes to mind is, "Excuse me, miss." She smiles unsurely, but is sincere when she asks, "How can I help you?" Honestly, I don't think she can handle the truth because the truth just sounds so awkward. The whole story's bizarre. But I figure I'd tell her some truth and admit I'm lost.
The bus has traveled through the times of my life, through each of my 23 years. When I looked out the window, I saw the past, and emotions flooded over me, consumed me. I unwillingly got off in the year 2004. I moved back up to Washington from living with my father in Texas, back up to my mother in Kirkland. The tears we shed, the hugs we shared, even a kiss too, reminded me that I'm a mama's boy, and I'm damn proud. I would live in that moment forever if I could.
This is the 10th year of my life, and the bus has stopped in front of my home. It's the afternoon of a spring day, a very nice day. There are trees all around. My house is at the end of this driveway. The yard in front of the house is green, and freshly cut, and it smells really good. It's quiet and it's peaceful out. There's some birds singing and a little sound the breeze makes blowing through the trees. There's no one around. Everyone's inside or not at home. The sun is shining and it's warm. This is a good time in my life.
I'm not on a bus. I'm on a nature walk at Mount Rainier, dealing with the loss of my son to suicide. When I see a person sitting on a log, I notice a calmness, a sense of peace. And as I approach, I hear this person playing what I think is the sound of a drum. The music, it's comforting. when all of a sudden the drumming ends and I hear welcome. So I say, excuse me. And this person turns around and it's an elderly gentleman holding a small hand drum and asks me, are you here to wait for the return of a loved one? So I ask, why would you ask me this?
I want to take you on a journey where the bus doesn't exist, but the laughter is exploding like popcorn because one guy can't stop moving his head back and forth like he's at a rock concert. I'm not stuck, lost, or found. Now this journey isn't always graceful, but full of surprises, because life without surprises isn't worth living.
A journey through the lives of everyday people. A cross-section of normality, as seen through the eyes of a cat. A momentary escape from the everyday ride.
See, this was never a bus. This was a point in time where we sat amongst strangers and reflected on our positions in life. And I love life. I love taking deep breaths. And I don't want to stop. I love the smell of the air after it rains in the summertime. You know, the warmth of the feeling that you get when the rain mixes with the hot concrete, steams up, penetrates your thoughts, and enters your senses. Yes, I love life, but it also causes me to hate things. I hate gun violence and the politicians who posture for political progress while the victims, they just passionately protest. I hate war. I hate the fact that I can't save people like I'm some black Superman or something. I hate the food they serve here. I hate being responsible for things that I regret knowing that I shouldn't have did them in the first place. I hate the fact that I can't take the pain and the bullets back out of my victim and now I'm not there for my kids. I hate all these things. One thing I do know is I'm that one prison person you heard today, a passenger. Pretending to be on a bus, parading around, performing profound and prolific poetry while posing in position, playing my part. And you think I should be more like you, but I'm not. And let me take you on a journey. See, when I was young, I was groomed to be violent and selfish. And now I sit on this bus riding around, hoping that I'm smart enough to change lanes before I cause another head-on collision with the justice system.
Why are you here?
Why are you looking at us?
Why are you looking at me?
Oh, that's my own insecurities. See, sometimes I don't take the time to understand people. I guess you can say that, yes, I'm quick to judge.
I've been judged my whole life. Judging comes easy to me.
I've been judged my whole life.
My walk is judged. My talk is judged. The way I wear my pants is judged.
I can't be responsible for the judgments that you have against me. You think that I should be more like you?
But I'm not.
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 And I never will be. Neither of us are better than the other. We're just different.
I'm different, man. I'm different. I'm different, man. I'm different. I'm different, man. I'm different.
Hold up to the scene with the ceiling missing.
Like people on a bus,
different.
We're different.
People get ready. There's a bus that's coming.
It's about time.
We need no direction.
That we face the reality that this is a bus. You're all passengers on this bus. This is the bus of life. This bus is beautiful. But where are we going?
Get on board.
Say,
people get ready. There's a bus that's coming. Don't need no direction. You just get on board,
on board.
This story, part of Freehold's Voices from the Edge series, was performed by Ted Cherry, Ryan K. Hamilton, Jonathan C. Jones-Thomas, Alan Jung, Chris A. Lindholm, Michael McLovin McMahill, Reynaldo Mejia, and Anthony J. Panarello. Music by Beth Fleener. Special thanks to Damon Arundel, Carter Rodriguez, and Jack Straw Productions, with support from the National Endowment for the Arts.
You've just heard Freehold's Engaged Theater, reminding us that all voices deserve an audience.